It's time for Fact or Fiction right here on Giants.com. Today's victim is Lance Meadow. I'm the torturer. I'm John Schmelk. And here are the statements. Statement number one. Paul Perkins will be second on the team in yards from scrimmage in 2017. Fact or fiction?
I'm going to go fiction here. We know Odell Beckham's going to be number one. I know I'm going out on a limb there, John, stating that.
You're not upsetting anybody by saying that.
I think we're safe there. So here's the tricky part. I think Perkins is going to be a candidate for number two. I don't think it's a stretch, but Brandon Marshall has now arrived, and Brandon Marshall is capable of getting 1,000 receiving yards, and even if he falls under, remember, Marshall, they could run some different plays, different formations out of. Rashad Jennings was number two last season, but keep in mind, there's a lot of new personnel, and here's the other part of it. I don't know what type of a role Shane Vereen is going to play. Could that limit the opportunities for Paul Perkins, especially if Vereen is more of a third down back? Remember, he missed the majority of last season. He can run the ball. He can receive the ball. That's why I think the safe choice is Brandon Marshall, number two, Perkins, Vereen in the picture with Shepard for number three.
What number do you think the player will have to get to be the second guy in terms of yards from scrimmage?
I think it's going to fall within the 900s.
Really?
And last year,
so
remember,
you don't think there will be a second player besides Beckham to have more than 1,000 yards?
No,
scrimmage?
I think it's going to be below 1,000. And Rashad Jennings, just to put things in perspective, John, he had 794. Mm-hmm. I think somebody at number two is going to beat that number this season,
okay,
but I think it'll be in the 900s.
I think that's a little bold. Here we go. Statement number two. Eli Apple will lead all second-year players in snaps this season. Another tough one.
Yes.
Fact or fiction?
Well, like the first one, I'm also going to go fiction here. If you go to look at last season, Sterling Shepard was number one, which shouldn't surprise many. He was on the field a boatload of times.
Rarely on the bench.
Exactly. Then Andrew Adams actually finished number two amongst those second-year players in terms of snaps, and Eli Apple was number three. So Apple, I think, has an opportunity to move to number two this season because, remember, if Darian Thompson returns, he's fully healthy, it's probably going to eat into Adams' snaps. But I don't see them taking Shepard off the field, John, much this season, even with the arrival of Brandon Marshall and even with the arrival of Evan Engram. Plus, remember, he's going to get the majority of his snaps out of the slot, and Sterling Shepard, that's where he makes his money, out of that slot spot.
And at Brandon Marshall's advanced age, they might want to try to give him a few snaps off. And frankly, I think on defense, if he stays healthy, there's a chance Darian Thompson has more snaps than Eli Apple.
No, I think that's a very good one. And plus, you know, B.J. Goodson, if he gets a bigger role, but we don't know how much he's going to see on those third down passing downs. So that, I think, may limit his opportunity.
Either way, a big year for Giants second-year players. You saw the jump Landon Collins made last season. We'll see if a Giants second-year player can do so in 2017. That's Fact or Fiction. For Lance Meadow, I'm John Schmelk. From the set of Big Blue Kickoff Live, of course, Big Blue Kickoff Live will continue throughout the offseason at noon on Giants.com. Make sure you stay tuned as we start to get ready for training camp, which is only less than a month and a half away. We'll see you then, everybody.